matter. Sometimes our senses are assailed by so much beauty that it's hard to take it all in, hard to believe the turquoise blueness of the sea or the constancy of skylarks singing earnestly overhead. Each acre shaped by nature has its own exceptional character, and none more so than Macair. Macair is a word that stems from both Scots Gaelic and Irish, where the word for plain is mai. Macair refers to a special suite of habitats found only on the most western fringes of Scotland and Ireland, from the Outer Hebrides, down along the coast of Donegal, through Sligo, Mayo and Galway too, though its range extends no further south than County Clare. Well behind the tide line, behind the beach and behind the fringe of marram-clad dunes, this is where Macair is found. Gusts of salt-laden sea wind rise and subside, saturating the air with charged-up ions, extra electrons infusing everything with special energy. Colourful wildflowers cover the gently undulating flatness, a calm liminal gap filling the space between the severity of sandy shores and firmer, more managed landward fields. Macair is made up of enormous quantities of seashells, ground down into tiny fragments by the salty waves, then blown in from the shore before their gathering mounds were slowly flattened out by the force of wind exerting its Atlantic strength. The shelly plains have steadied over time, held in place by the carpets of wildflowers that have taken hold over millennia. Now, these flower-filled plains are sheltered from the tug of the sea, buffered by sand dunes, which take the edge off the ocean's appetite to eat away at terra firma. The very first people on these islands, hunter-gatherers, who knew the bounty of each place, have left their traces too in layers of Macair. They gathered on these sheltered flats to feast on sea creatures, leaving their mark as middens of seashells thrown aside. Later Neolithic and Bronze Age people also continued this tradition, adding layers to these piles of culinary waste. And it is in the summer months when Macair becomes a mass of breathtaking colour and beauty. By midsummer, there are pastel pink hues of yarrow, tiny flowers clustered over slips of wispy fern-like leaves. Lady's bedstraw holds frothy yellow flower heads to the sun. Brown heads of ribwort plantain bob on tall leaning stalks. Daisies erupt everywhere, mingling with the tiny flowers of big-lipped eyebright, once used to prepare an ointment for sore eyes. A mossy underlay retains moisture and protects the sandy substrate from being carried off on Atlantic winds. Orchids abound here too. The twirling, downy stems of Lady's Tresses orchid are rare elsewhere, though stand proud among the Macair. Tall, sturdy towers of piercing pink marsh orchids display how happy they are to be here, how everything is just right for their needs, in turn rewarding the bees, the moths and the butterflies who are equally at home in Macair. The great yellow bumblebee is a rare bee found only in Macair habitats, where a colony makes its nest in a hollow on the ground. These bees are especially keen on the small yellow flowers of birdsfoot trefoil, one of several wild pea species accustomed to the particularities of the low-growing, calcium-rich ground of shells. Another scarce bee, known as the Northern Colette's mining bee, is also especially attached to Macair habitats. Each little foxy-coloured Colette's mining bee burrows into the sand, digging down 20 centimetres or more, each bee inhabiting her own private burrow, where she lays out waxy cells for the eggs that follow. All the flourishing flowers, the butterflies and their caterpillars, the bees and other winged and wriggling invertebrates, these provide sustenance for some spectacular birds. Lapwings, shimmering green and purple wings, shelter a scrape in the ground. where their mottled eggs are incubated. Hatchlings will have easy access to gently sloping ponds, which line up along the back of most macaque habitats, ideal feeding ground for precocious lapwing chicks. Macaque is a rare and valuable phenomenon, shaped by the sea, the wind, and thousands of years of gentle grazing by light-footed cattle and careful communal management. Now, many a macaque site has been gobbled by golf courses and caravan parks. Once open plains have been divvied up and parcelled off, the traditional management that makes them so special now all askew. But there is hope for macaque yet, as special schemes and incentives work to restore the balance. Those that are left are among the most special of any open habitats on these islands. These are the treasures we must be sure to protect.